praise God this evening. Praise God. So, I have the dubious honor of being the closer. And I have to tell you that after the six wonderful preachers before me, not only is this a noble position to be in, but a humbled one as well. Let us pray. Lord, we ask at this time for the seventh word that you give us quiet spirits so that we can take it all in, that we can put every one of your words, deposit them within us and live by them. Oh, Lord, I ask that you use me as a vessel. Lord, I do not take standing behind this holy desk lightly. Lord, deliver to your people what thus says the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So I have the seventh word, which is, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. From Luke 23:45, the full scripture is, Jesus called out in a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he said this, he breathed his last breath. If you read the King James Version, which is a beautiful poetic version, into thine hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. This is the seventh word of the Lord, where Jesus offers up his life as the perfect sacrifice and places himself in his Father's hands. The sacrifice Jesus made for us is nothing less than remarkable, nothing less than absolute amazement. And my beloved, those words don't even capture the fulfillment of God's, of what he did for us. The fullness of God's revelation. At this time, this is not a conversation between he and others. It's not a conversation or instruction or direction to us. This is the Son talking to the Father. He is giving all of his hope, all of his faith, all of his trust, all of his soul, all of his being to the hands of his Father. So my sermon topic is like Father, like Son. Jesus has completed his walk in humanity on this earth. He has healed the sick. He's given sight to the blind. He's raised the dead. He's given hope to the hopeless. He was a friend to the friendless. He preached. He taught. He fed multitudes of people. And he praised God. And if you know anything about Jesus' prayer to his Father, it wasn't 5 minutes. Sometimes it was 5 to 8 hours. 5 to 8 hours. He dedicated his entire life, all for a purpose, all for a reason, all for us. Even from the cross, God is the exemplary reflection of goodness and mercy and grace and love and joy and peace and understanding and forgiveness and completeness and perfection and wonderful and amazement. Jesus. In the first word, he is forgiving. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. In the second word, he guarantees eternal life. You will be in paradise. He is loving and compassionate in the third word, woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother. In the fourth and fifth words, we see and feel his humanity. I thirst. And as we sometimes feel alone or abandoned, he speaks out, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? And in the sixth word, we see that he is nearing the end of his anointed journey. It is finished. And now in the seventh word of perfection and completeness. And if you know anything about the words, the number seven, it means completeness. This is the seventh word. For the Lord created the earth, and he rested on the seventh day. Oh, my sweet Jesus, when he made the covenant with Noah and the rainbow, there were seven colors. And 490 times in the Bible, there are seven. So you see, it's not a coincidence that this seventh word is perfection, is completeness, is completeness. Jesus commits his spirit into the hands of his Father by dying on the cross and giving his life for the sins of the world and for each of you, for you, and for you, and for you, and for me. Jesus said, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. For where I am, there you shall be also. But, oh, my beloved, Jesus knew that after he suffered, the Father would raise him from the dead and would lift him up above all else, and he would draw all unto him. For if he did not offer his life as the perfect sacrifice for us, if he did not offer his life as the perfect sacrifice for us, our days would be like a shadow without hope. A shadow without hope. For his sacrifice, for him shedding his blood for me, I am so glad this evening that he fought a good fight. So glad that he stayed the course. So glad that he finished the race. So glad that he picked me up, dusted me off, turned me around. For his realization of his divine purpose for you and me, and knowing that in the end we would be set free, for this I say, thank you, Jesus. For this I say, hallelujah. For my beloved Jesus purchased our salvation with his blood. We are his, and he are our. He's ours. Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Will you commend your life? Will you commend and surrender yourself to the glory of Jesus? In times of suffering, when all seems dark, when discouraged and sad, when in pain, when life overwhelms you, when healing is your need, when you just don't know what to do, when you need to fill in the blank, will you give your life over into the hands of Jesus? There should be no hesitation on which path to take, which decision you make. Jesus is the only answer. Jesus is the perfect solution to any problem. We ought to commit ourselves tonight, fully and completely, now while we still can. Will you make your life complete by putting your life in the hands of Jesus, like he put his life in the hands of the Father? Praise God.